Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again as we go to your word this morning, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to be with us, to open our hearts and minds, Father, to be receptive unto this word so that we can grow each and every day to be able to help others and also to grow closer ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, and to be able to go forth to do the things, Father, that you would have each one to do. Now, Father, I pray for all of us to walk in good health this day so that we can do the work. Now, Father, I ask this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. We're going to be studying here in the 18th chapter of Acts. We're going to find Paul now at Corinth and Ephesus. As he moves around, so beginning here with verse 1, after these things, Paul from Athens and came to Corinth. Now a little something about Corinth, so that you get a little better understanding about this place. Corinth was the capital of the Roman province of Achaia, southern Greece. It lay on the western end of the 4-mile isthmus between Peloponnesus and central Greece, and good harbors existed on both sides of the isthmus. But Caesarea on the east and Glitcham on the west. In the ancient times, ships were dragged across the isthmus on rollers to avoid stormy seas to the south. As early as New Testament times, men, Nero for one, sought to build a canal through the isthmus, but it was not accomplished until 1893, after the invention of dynamo. In 146 BC, the Roman crushed the Achaean League and destroyed Corinth. 100 years later, 46 years BC, Julius Caesar rebuilt Corinth as a Roman city, and Augustus later made it the capital of Achaea. At its height, this new city had a population of well over 500,000. Corinth was known for the immorality even from ancient times, due partly to the temple of Aphrodite, goddess of love, with its 1,000 priestesses who engaged in prostitution. In New Testament times, Corinth was a place of wealth and indulgence. Hence, to live as a Corinthian meant to live in luxury and immorality. Many of these problems afflicted the Corinthian church, as Paul's epistle revealed. It's been over 18 months during his second journey, seeking to establish a strong church. An inscription found at Delphi in 1908 dates Paul's stay in Corinth as occurring in the very early 50s. The inscription, dating the beginning of Gallio's term of office, as AD 51 or 52, the modern Corinth population, 16,000, is 4 miles from the ancient site. Now, that lets you, gives you some idea of how the place. Now, as we go on here into, they were now at Corinth and found a certain Jew named Philip, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because the Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome and came unto them. Now, we know that Priscilla and Aquila were Christian workers who moved from place to place seeking to help establish churches. Aquila was a Jew born in Pontus in northern Asia. He lived in Rome until Emperor Claudius expelled the Jews in about A.D. 49. Paul first encountered them at Corinth, where he and they worked together as tent makers and as church planters. The couple's total involvement included opening their home as the meeting place for the church in Ephesus and in Rome, and again at Ephesus. Priscilla and Aquila are also significant for their instruction of Apollo at Ephesus. Now, you see, as we learn about a lot of things in some of the things will really cause us to begin to think. Now, verse 3. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers. 4. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. Now, 5. And when Silas and Timothy were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was Christ. But something is pressing on Paul, especially spirit-wise. 6. When they had opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment and said unto them, your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From henceforth I will go unto the Gentiles. You see, he was dealing a lot with the Jews here. And all, as he was teaching there with them. But they begin to bless him and curse and carry on. So Paul's not going to put up with that. And he told them, your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. And he told them, he said, from henceforth, I'll go into the Gentiles, which is exactly what he did. Now, once in a while, he would visit a place where there was a Jewish synagogue, and he would go in. And he departed thence and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one that worshiped God, whose house joined hard to the synagogue. And Caiaphas, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. 9. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision. Nice. Not a dream, but a vision. Be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace. For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. Now the Lord's letting him know that they are many there that is his people. 11. And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. Now, there a year and a half. That's quite a term to Paul, the way he moved around. Now, and there was a time or two he did spend a couple of years in one place. Time he wasn't there too awful long. He'd make many trips, but still. 12. And when Gallio was the deputy of Achaia, the Jews made insurrection with one accord against Paul and brought him to the judgment seat. Well, the Jews are after him again, saying, this fellow persuadeth men to worship God contrary to the law. 14. Well, he did really, because the Lord had fulfilled the law. Because the law could not do what grace the Lord Jesus Christ could do for mankind. 14. And when Paul was now about to open his mouth, Gallio said unto the Jews, if it were a matter of wrong or wicked lewdness, O ye Jews, reason would that I should bear with you. 15. But if it be a question of words and names and of your law, look ye to it, for I will be no judge of such matters. He's your accuser. There. 16. And he drove them from the judgment seat. He run these Jews off. 17. Then all the Greeks took Sothenus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. And Gallio cared for none of those things. Now 18. And Paul, after this, tarried there yet a good while, and then took his leave of the brethren and sailed thence to Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shown his head in Caesarea, where he had a vow. He had shaved his head because he had made a vow. Aquila had. 19. And he came to Ephesus and left them there. But he himself entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they desired him to tarry longer time with them, he consented not. Now they was wanting him to stay, but he wouldn't do it. Now, 21. Bid them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Jerusalem. But I will return again unto you if God will. And he sailed from Ephesus. When he had landed at Caesarea, gone up and saluted the church, he went down to Antioch. You see, they're always on the move, because they are establishing the early churches, and they're overseeing them, trying to keep them straight and in the gospel and the truth of the gospel, which a lot of them was letting things in that should not have let in, just as our churches have done now here in the past, 70 years or so. 23. And after he had spent some time there, he departed and went over all the country of Galatia, the Paragai, in order strengthening all the disciples. And a certain Jew named Paulus, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures came to Ephesus. This man is mighty, he said. 25. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. Now, he had been taught and instructed in a lot of things, but he had still never been baptized right. He was still just under the baptism of John. Now, 26. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Now, they're leading into the New Testament gospel. 27. And when he had disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. Come to the end of chapter 18. Chapter 19 is 41 verses long. I don't think we're going to start in that this morning. We'll stop here. We're only a few minutes early, but we will stop here. And I want you to think about what we've been studying, because this evening, if you can be with me, we're going to be picking up on some things that in this day and time, there is a great controversy about. So if you can possibly make it, be with me this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit and for the time that we can come together, Father, to share your word with each other. And Father, we pray for Israel. We pray for them to have peace. But more than that, Father, we pray for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. And Father, this land of ours, filled with so much evil, and those that have brought a lot of this evil upon us, Father, are sitting in leadership seats and high places, Father. And we're asking that they be removed from office and replaced with those that are yours, Father. Those that love you, love the Lord Jesus Christ, loves the church and loves your people and loves this land. Now, Father, that they work with us to bring this land to repentance, and will help us to put our government back on the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, keep us through this day in health, safe and bring us together again this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And I ask this all, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a great, great day. And the Lord be with you.